love, courage, truth.
Another day, another 335 people accused of sexual harassment. It might be on the low side. I'm just kind of guesstimating.
It was 335 when you said it, but now it's 542.
It's going about that fast.
It is.
Obviously, Matt Lauer fired today from the Today Show for sexual assault of some sort. Apparently, this stems from an incident in Rio when they were covering the Olympics and is just coming to light now. Also, John Conyers has more accusers. And Cokie Roberts, she is a reporter. She says it's pretty much common knowledge among reporters that he does this, that he's just a serial sexual harasser. Fascinating. And another female staffer of his said that, yeah, pretty much everybody's seen him in his underwear. A guy always strips down to his underwear, invites women in, and walks around the office. Strange stuff.
He's
88 years old.
I don't even want to think about him having like underwear.
No,
I just kind of would rather just
want
think of him.
John Conyers in underwear in the same sense.
No, just think of him fully clothed if you're going to think of him at all.
So that's wow. Creepy. I mean, that snowball continues to roll down the hill and gather steam, and who knows where that's going to end. But also a sort of mysterious incident that it's been kind of on the back burner for about a month now is the Rand Paul attack. The guy, his next door neighbor, attacked him while he was getting off his riding lawnmower. He had earmuffs on to protect his hearing from the noise. And the neighbor came racing across his lawn and apparently slammed him into the tractor or the ground hard enough to break six of his ribs. Jeez. Now, here's Rand Paul's description of the attack from yesterday.
I was working in my yard with my earmuffs on, you know, to protect my hearing from the mower, and I'd gotten off the mower facing downhill, and the attacker came running full. But I never saw him. I've never had a conversation. In fact, the weird thing is I haven't talked to him in 10 years.
That's just amazing.
Yep. What? So he's got his headphones on.
10 years.
He's facing the other way, and there's a hill in front of him, and this guy runs and levels him at full speed without him even knowing it's coming, and he hasn't talked to the guy in 10 years?
So bizarre. He also talked about the motive behind the attack, sort of. Listen to this.
Do you have any idea what was in his head?
Well, I didn't before the attack because we'd had no conversation. After my ribs were broken, then he said things to me to try to indicate he was unhappy. But I think to me, the bottom line is it isn't so important. If someone mugs you, is it really justified for any reason? And so I think the more people belabored, was it about yard clipping? Was it because he hates Donald Trump? Does he hates you because you oppose Obamacare? You don't really know what's in someone's mind. And so it may have some relevance, but for the most part, the real question should be, are you allowed to attack someone from behind in their yard when they're out mowing their grass?
That isn't the question, because everybody knows the answer to it.
Right.
No, of course not. That's not what we're saying. On the one hand, he says you can't know what's in somebody's mind. Well, yeah, you do, because he told you. And you said he told you.
So why don't you tell us?
So why not tell us? Yeah. Something really strange about that. I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't understand it either.
Why?
I mean, is it potentially that he is going to enter into legal action against this guy and doesn't want to talk about it publicly?
Yeah, could be.
I mean, it certainly seems like he should.
Yeah, does.
He does seem like it's a worthwhile lawsuit. The idea that this guy would just come attack you for no reason in the middle of the yard, though, because he won't just say it.
Right.
Just tell us what it is.
What did he say to you? Because he did explain it to him, obviously.
Yeah.
Because he said he tried to explain to me why he was unhappy. Well, why was he unhappy?
Mm-hmm.
And what could be the reason for not telling other than the lawsuit? But then maybe it's something embarrassing to Rand. I don't know.
I mean, fundamentally, of course, he's right. You can't just, no matter what your complaint is, you can't just come and attack somebody in their yard when they're not looking. That's true. We all know that's true.
Yes.
It's not the fundamental question because it's too obvious. There's no intrigue to that question. We all get it. Yes, he should. Like, his explanation here, whether it's politics, whether it is, lawn clippings, whether it's something else, isn't all that important, as he should probably receive the same penalty either way. That is, of course, not how our legal system is designed, because our legal system says if it's about politics and he's attacking a senator about politics, it may be a federal crime, which may be much larger in penalty. You know, a normal brawl with your neighbor might get you some prison time, depending on how severe it is. But when you are attacking a senator over political purposes, that's a totally different scale. And that's why I think it really matters for this guy, because if that was his motivation, it might end up being a much bigger deal for him.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't want to make it a much bigger deal for him. Maybe it was politically motivated and he just doesn't want to say.
It's weird, though.
I don't know. We all have a tendency to start filling in the blanks when the blanks aren't filled in for us, because you just want to make sense of it. And we've had two situations lately that the blanks haven't been filled in for us. The shooting in Las Vegas and now this Rand Paul thing. And so people are filling in the blanks.
I'm glad you brought up the Vegas thing, because what the hell is going on with that?
I don't know.
500 people were shot or more.
Yeah.
And many died, obviously.
We still don't know the timeline. We don't know why he stopped shooting or when. You've got the hotel version, and then you have the security guard version, and then you have the police version.
And still nothing about this guy's motivation.
No.
Very little from the people around him.
Which contributes to a bunch of conspiracy theories.
Yeah, which is dumb. I mean, you're right that human beings tend to try to fill in the blanks that are blank, right? That's not necessarily a good instinct, though. Human beings tend to do a lot of crazy things.
So the kooks are filling in the blanks of the Vegas shooting that these are crisis actors, and the shooting actually didn't happen. It's so absurd.
It's really obvious and obviously
so
insulting.
Absurd.
Insulting.
So because we don't have the answer with Rand Paul, was that a crisis actor on Senator Paul's lawnmower? And this didn't actually happen to him.
My belief is it didn't happen. It was not a real lawnmower.
Not a
real lawnmower.
And that's what Senator Paul is trying to cover up. I don't have a real riding mower.
Here's the thing.
It was just for show.
Trying to get out of the house, act like he was working. In reality, he just had a go-kart. It's not actually cutting the lawn. He just wanted to be out of the house.
Since he didn't get it finished. He had to tell his wife something.
And he can't say it's about lawn clippings because there were no lawn clippings. He wasn't mowing the lawn. That's what I believe happened.
I think you need to call InfoWars.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think that's probably accurate.
Yeah.
We just stumbled on the truth right there. He wasn't actually mowing his lawn.
Because, I mean, if you can get away with just going outside, turning on the mower, letting it run, and sitting on the other side... They hear the mower inside. They assume the grass is being cut. And in reality, you're just you're just chilling watching Netflix on your phone.
Yeah.
That's not a bad approach to housework. It's a weird thing. That is a strange story in that both of them.
Yeah.
How do we not have more information? I guess with Rand Paul, it's one person. It's a bad attack. And it's a sitting U.S. senator. It's a big deal. But it's not hundreds of people being shot and murdered for seemingly no apparent reason.
I still think the problem with the security guard is that he's maybe a dreamer. You know, he's here illegally because he's been here, I think, most all of his life. But I'll bet he's an illegal alien and nobody wants to say it. And that's probably why he wasn't registered as a security guard. Mandalay Bay doesn't want to say anything about hiring illegals and skipping the process and breaking the law.
You're saying that
they had to be registered.
Because he was one of the... And he did do one interview, right?
He did one interview with Ellen. Which was a softball interview, and she never got to the bottom of anything we wanted to know about.
And then now he never wants to talk again.
Yeah.
I mean, at some point, you would assume there's going to be an investigation where he's talking to authorities, and we'll eventually probably find that out. But it's amazing that how the media... This is not a minor thing. It's the worst mass shooting in history.
Yeah.
Worst mass shooting, in U.S. history, because go look at some communist regimes and see if there's been worse mass shootings than that. There have been a lot of them. Most of the worst mass shootings in history have all been done by governments, we should point out. It's something that the left, when they talk about how the government should be controlling weapons, should maybe learn that lesson. But yeah, I mean, this is a really, really bad one. An incredibly horrific story with immense amounts of video Two, it's you know, there's one thing to have a mass shooting, and we all hear those terrible stories. It's another thing. We all kind of feel like we experienced that one. I mean, you feel like you were standing there in the crowd watching Jason Aldean sing, and all of a sudden people are being slaughtered all around you. And there doesn't seem to be even an update. We're not even on a weekly basis.
Right.
We're getting nothing out of that story. It's very strange.
And it's almost 2 months now, because it happened October 1st, right?
Jeez.
So it's November 29th now, and 2 days. It's December 1st, 2 months from the event, and they filled in no blanks for us.
Yeah, I mean, I would encourage you to, if you are feeling the same way about this, to get a baseline. The New York Times put together an amazing piece of video and timeline about when things happened and where things happened, with video, some video I had never seen before, of like cab drivers that were pulling up to the Mandalay Bay, not knowing what was going on, just hearing the noises.
Yeah.
I mean, and showing you where it was, what happened at exactly what they think is the right time. But you're, as you point out, there are some disagreements in the timeline, but at least gives you a general sense of what was happening, where it was happening. And some of that has been fleshed out, but still motivation, nothing.
Nothing.
And really giant zilch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, could this person have lived his entire life with no indication that he was going to do this and just do it? I guess it's possible. But that's almost scarier in some ways. Like, you know, an Islamic extremist that does something like this, we all know there are millions of Islamic extremists around the world, many of which have answered to pollsters that they want to kill innocent Americans.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing to be dedicated to kill innocent Americans. It's another thing to say, you know what, I'm going to tell the pollster who just called me, and you know what, yes, I would like to kill them. That's quite another line. Across the world, and luckily the problem isn't as bad here, obviously, but you know, there are extremists all over the place that want to kill people. And while it's terrible and dying is dying, you at least understand there's something understandable about that. The one, I think it was Adam Lanza, was the guy in with the school in Sandy Hook. I think that was Adam Lanza. Sometimes I get these things confused, but one of the most terrible things about that, despite it being one of the worst crimes ever committed in American history, probably. I mean, these are little children, man. Nothing to do with any of this, with anything. He seemingly kind of didn't really have a story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had some mental issues, and you know, he played, you know, he was obsessed with these shootings, kind of, and that's kind of all we know. And there really wasn't a, not that there's ever a satisfying answer to something like that, but at least when there's an ideology behind it, you understand what occurred. And this one is even, I mean, makes that one look like we have tons of information on it.
It's even more obscure.
More obscure. There doesn't seem to be anything.
Yeah.
Just this guy had a bunch of weapons and just meticulously planned over a long period of time.
And a guy with access to $2 million?
Yeah.
A wealthy guy? So strange.
Yeah, so strange.
So strange. 888-727-BECK. More Pat and Stu for Glenn coming up.
Glenn Beck.
Pat Gray, Stu Bergier for Glenn, the Glenn Beck program. By the way, make sure you catch Pat Gray Unleashed immediately following this show on the Blaze Radio and TV network. That's coming up. Also, we're going to talk to Jeffy in a few minutes.
And is that confirmed, or would we?
It is confirmed.
Must we? I guess is the way I would.
I mean, maybe there's a way out. Maybe we tell him that the show's been moved to New York, and it's not here anymore.
Or Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
We can try that.
Maybe we just tell him, sorry, we've retired to go sell facial cream.
Is that where Glenn really is today? You say he lost his voice. That sounds very suspicious.
Doesn't it,
though? Especially with his face looking so soft and smooth lately. Something's going on there.
888-727-BECK. Senate Republicans considering an automatic tax increase. This is what I love. If the revenue falls short of projections when they give the tax cut, they're thinking about instituting an automatic tax increase that just kicks in. They wouldn't have to go back and debate it or tell the American people about it. They just put it in there, and if revenue falls below a certain level, we all get a tax increase. With Republicans like this, who needs Democrats? I don't know how
Yeah.
They even look themselves in the mirror every night.
It's basically their way to try to say, we care about the debt, we swear.
Yeah,
and look, it's not going to hurt our debt problems.
The budget.
Yeah, cut the budget. Would be great.
Cut spending. But stop spending so much.
That's the fallacy of being revenue neutral. I don't want it to be revenue neutral.
Oh, yeah.
Stop caring if it's revenue neutral. I don't want the government to have the same amount of money that they currently have. They get too much. That's the point of a tax cut. Mm-hmm. And to say that, yes, like their point is, well, what will happen is the economy will grow and we'll get the same amount of money anyway. That's great in theory. Like, I understand why you, it's great in theory if you believe the government is currently the correct size,
mm-hmm.
right? The only way that's just, like, it's their way of saying, like, well, we're going to cut taxes for people, and you'll still get all the great stuff the government does. Well, I don't think the government does a lot of great stuff. They do a couple of good things. It's about it.
Yeah.
And in fact, there's this, you probably wouldn't know this, Pat, but there's this document that kind of outlined what the government should do. It was actually a series of documents written by these people. They're really old. They wore these weird wigs.
Were they all white?
They were all white. I mean,
I hate that.
And we're talking whiteies here.
And old? Were they old? Like way past their prime.
In fact, if they were alive today, they'd be super old, like hundreds of years old.
Probably be in a nursing home by now.
And you know what happens with the document when it gets old? It gets dusty.
Yeah, it's old.
And you can't read it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And
it starts to yellow.
It yellows, and it doesn't mean anything, right?
Right.
I mean, you can't trust the things that are in there.
I mean, you can't pay attention to a document that was written, 240 years ago?
Stupid.
That's
and, like,
ridiculous.
What is a enumerated power? What does that even mean?
What?
I mean, it's way too long. Think of all those syllables and letters. There's way too many vowels in there.
It's way better if you don't have to pay attention to any of
that. What if you just do the things you want to do and takes as much as you want to do it? That's, I think, the right way a society should run.
It would seem to me these people you're describing, the white,
whiteies?
Old, mm-hmm. powdered wig people.
Mm-hmm.
They had no conception of what life today would be like.
No. Did they know?
Did they know about cars or a trip to the moon? No. They
no.
couldn't conceive of such a thing.
No.
So why should we live by their rules?
We shouldn't. We shouldn't. And
should
that's
not.
Why we're just going to ignore pretty much everything they put in the documents. It's funny because that's a problem. And you've made this point a million times. And I love it. Which is the Republicans who claim to be conservative. Say they believe certain things, but are unwilling to articulate them
mm-hmm.
to the society.
Mm-hmm.
They come
unwilling
up with justifications.
Incapable.
Yeah, they come up with justifications. Well, what we'll do? No, we don't. We don't want you to have. We don't want the government to shrink at all. We don't want them to have any less money. So what we'll do is we'll just guarantee you get the same amount of money. And if it doesn't happen, we'll raise taxes. We promise. Like, that is such a defensive position. You have control of the House, the Senate, and the presidency.
Yeah.
Do something bold.
Oh, they can't.
And that we're not getting.
They won't.
And, you know, I don't know what's going to happen with this. Like, there's been a couple different breakdowns of what this tax plan will do to, you know, even people like the middle class. Nobody should have their taxes raised in any circumstance. Everyone should have more of their own money.
In a Republican-dominated Congress?
Everybody.
Yeah.
Especially when you're talking about an opening negotiating position or a first bill before it goes to reconciliation. I mean, you can't even imagine. But, you know, the breakdowns are questionable. Who's going to save? Will some people pay more? I don't know. We don't know yet.
Glenn Beck. You're listening to the Glenn Beck Program.
With Pat and Stu, joined by Jeffy now.
Hi.
Jeffy?
Good to see you.
I wish I could say the same. But
I just want to stop by and say hi. That's you guys.
Yeah, we were not really particularly interested in that.
We, in fact, we moved.
Yeah.
So you're not really here?
No.
No, we have
so you
no,
might
holograms
as well,
and stuff.
Might as well go back to your office.
Welcome to the program, Jeffy.
Thank
it's
you.
It's very good to see you.
It's good to see you, too.
As always, you stunningly have not been accused of any crime recently,
yet.
Which is...
Maybe we shouldn't mention that.
It's really amazing. I watched the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade this past Thanksgiving, and there's Matt Lauer. With Savannah Guthrie and Al Roker. And I remember sitting there this year, days ago, thinking, wow, Matt Lauer has made it through the
That is so weird.
So weird. Pat's had the same exact thing. Matt,
almost exactly the same thing.
He's made it through the fire.
Because my thought was, because I was just thinking about Charlie Rose having been summarily fired from all of his jobs. And I thought, well, here's another morning show. I wonder if he's got skeletons in the closet.
Been there forever. He's hanged tough.
5 days later, he's gone.
Gone. I'm just happy that for the first time since my mother passed away, I'm happy that she passed away. Because she loved Matt.
Oh, did she?
Oh, really?
So I'm happy she didn't have to see this day of reckoning horror. What did he do again?
I will say, I don't know what he did, but they seem like they have a lot on this guy. Because the way they're acting, first of all,
they
dropped him.
The same thing that happened with Spacey, too, right? It was amazing. It was like everybody cut ties, so it was like, what do they know?
Yeah. I don't know. And that's the thing with Spacey. We haven't heard a lot since he kind of went away. He had that burst of accusations, and then we haven't heard a lot, I think largely because a lot of other people have been accused in the interim. But, I mean, that might be their strategy here, because there was no investigation. There was no suspension. There was no, we need to talk to him about this. There was no, we heard something and we're really worried about it. It was just, hey, by the way, bye.
Remember that guy who used to be here for 20 years? Not anymore.
Gone.
Pretty weird.
It certainly is.
Will Al Roker be next?
I think he is.
You think?
I think Al might be next because, you know, I saw him making his little ha-ha jokes, his funny jokes on the Thanksgiving Day parade. Uh-huh. His only out, though, if accused...
Well, is that
you pooped in your pants?
I pooped my pants.
I mean, he did poop his pants.
Yeah, so I mean, that's his out.
That's his out. Yeah. Well, what happened to me was
you pooped in your pants.
I pooped my pants. Yeah,
I pooped my pants.
So he's good.
So
that's kind of his excuse for everything.
It is.
I feel like
I gotta feel it works.
I think it does. Al Roker sexually molested me. Well, yeah, but he
pooped in your pants.
I pooped my pants.
He pooped in his pants at the White House. So.
He's had punishment enough for whatever he's done. You know,
what are you going to do? I mean, that hasn't already been done to him.
He had to throw his underwear in the trash can at the White House.
He did.
Because, and the reason was,
you pooped in your pants.
I pooped my pants.
And I feel like if you're a janitor at the White House,
this is
probably like, I don't know. I mean, I'm not myself a janitor. But it is, I got to think that that's like the number one job you want.
Adult underwear. In the garbage, would be somewhat of a turn off in that job.
If you're going to work a job as a janitor, like the top of your profession, probably the White House.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, here I am. I'm with a bunch of very refined people.
Yeah.
Most powerful people in the world.
Most powerful people in the world. And then you start taking the garbage out, and then you realize that Al Roker...
pooped in your pants.
I pooped my pants.
That's unfortunate. It's not the day you want.
This wasn't in my job description.
No. It is. Are you at all uncomfortable, Jeffy? Because you follow these things closely. Number one, have you heard these types of rumors about Matt Lauer before?
No.
You hadn't? So you hadn't heard?
No, that's why I was saying.
I neither.
When watching the parade, I thought, wow. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, he's made it through the fire. There's a guy. There's one guy that's still holding strong.
Okay, right? Yeah. And two, are you... have we hit the point of saturation here where...
Oof, I don't think so.
You think there's still a lot more of this to come?
Absolutely. There has to be.
It feels like it's going to take a big news event. Like North Korea actually hits... Like the next test missile lands in Tokyo for this to be knocked off of the news cycle. Yeah. And obviously you don't root for anything like that. But I mean...
No, but that's going to have to be that.
And it's tough because... Is there, and let me ask this. This is a good question for Jeffy, I feel like that.
Mm-hmm.
You are a personality that have never been accused of anything like this. And as much as we bust on you, some people have said you're a good guy or whatever. Not that I believe
or whatever.
Not that I believe it, but people have said that.
Uh-huh.
Let's say someone you had wronged in the past, multiple years ago, decided to come out and say, you know what? You didn't sexually harass them, you didn't sexually assault them. But they accuse you of that because you had done something they didn't like. They didn't like you for some reason. Whatever it was, completely false. We all know that this has occurred. I mean, we can use Duke Lacrosse. We can use Rolling Stone. Mm-hmm. We can use Project Veritas from yesterday, who believed the Washington Post was wronging them, and they sent someone to lie about a story to get them in trouble. Right?
Like, I mean, good for the Washington Post, though. Right? Yeah. I mean, they did their job.
Right. So craft me the response.
Oh,
if you are completely innocent, what do you say? You can say, if you say, you know what, I did not do that, she's lying. You're blaming the victim. Mm-hmm. Now, and you might say, well, but there's not a victim if I didn't do anything.
Yes.
Oh, I see. Now these people are all lying about you? Right. Is that?
And then you say yes.
And then you say yes.
You have to, right?
I mean, but nobody does. Nobody's, well, yeah. I'm not calling them a liar. I'm just saying that's not accurate.
Yeah, and then not only
let it stand. Yeah. Call them a liar if they're lying.
Because then not only are you
the
person who's supposedly victimized this woman is terrible because they've done this thing. But then anyone who sides with them and says, well, he says he didn't do it.
They're in trouble too.
They're also a terrible human being because they're accusing that woman of lying in some indirect way.
And Savannah Guthrie showed just how true that is this morning because she talked about Matt Lauer being a dear, dear friend, somebody she loves,
somebody
that's been her partner. And now she's conflicted because of the courageous employee, fellow coworker that came forward with this tough information.
Right.
Well, so she's got to give the victim the appearance that she believes the victim too, even though she's known her dear, dear friend for all these years.
She won't stick up for him
and
like
loves
that.
Him. She still can't defend him. That's right. How bad this is. Because she knows she can't say anything good
and
about
any
Matt Lauer
female
now.
That comes out and says that some of these women we've got to be careful because we've spent. I mean, Angela Lansbury, surprise, she's still alive. Came out the other day and was talking about for years women have made themselves look beautiful, and so we have to take a little bit of
that was a bad comment though. I mean, that was a 92-year-old comment.
I know, but I'm just saying it's an example of piled on,
but. She was saying that because women are beautiful, men have an excuse, kind of.
It was almost
that kind of thing. Okay.
I didn't hear that.
We've been working really hard to make ourselves desirable to men. Now they're, well, yes, but just because you're desirable doesn't mean we can act inappropriately to you.
Yeah, because there have been women who on record have said they have dressed a certain way to entice a man to treat them better.
Yeah,
We have heard recently women who have said, I chose to have sex with this man
for this job. Yes,
I got the job, now it's sexual harassment. And it's like, is that a good arrangement? No. Is it an appropriate arrangement? No.
Is this sexual harassment?
No. I mean, you
negotiated a price, and the price was the movie role. And
now,
so,
and this is the thing, because I think you could say fairly, right? Like that. Well, you shouldn't have to have sex with someone to get a movie role.
No, you shouldn't.
And you shouldn't.
No.
But let's just take the other side of this for a second. You're the backup quarterback in this situation. You're the woman that should have had that role, but the other woman slept with Harvey Weinstein to get it. So now you didn't get a job because some other woman chose, on her own volition, by her own word, to have sex with Harvey Weinstein to get a job. Doesn't that other woman kind of have a case here to be pissed off? Forget the fact that the woman is saying that she is a victim of Harvey Weinstein, and obviously he was, by all accounts, a predatory individual.
Because they say that they felt they couldn't say no.
But you can.
There's no way.
Whether you felt that way or not, you can say no. And so you didn't get that acting role.
You'll
get another one.
Yeah.
But it's the Hollywood industry, and she'll be blackballed for a bit. Well, then do something else. Do a different line of work.
And again, I know, because you said this off the air as well. It's like, that doesn't mean it's appropriate. That doesn't mean it's right.
Right. Close.
It's an impossible situation to be put in, and you're having to make a decision based on priorities that you shouldn't have to make. You shouldn't have to decide. Mm-hmm. Well, do I want this job, or do I want to have sex with Harvey Weinstein, or do I want to be harassed? That's not a decision that should happen. Right. So that part of it is a real problem and shouldn't exist. And seemingly with Weinstein and several others, it really does exist. That seems to be completely a different case than Glenn Thrush from The New York Times, or even Louis C.K., who doesn't seem that way. I mean, Roy Moore, obviously, we've talked about there. There is a wide array of accusations against Roy Moore. But the one that really stands out is the 14-year-old. If the 14-year-old thing is true, then it's a really big deal, and he shouldn't be senator, right?
Mm-hmm.
If the accusation is true that it was from, I think, a 22-year-old woman that he went to the mall and he asked out several times, and she said no, and nothing happened, that's not a news story at all.
Right.
It's not even something that you probably might not even remember in your life.
Right.
From both sides of that equation.
Yeah.
Someone asked you.
Roy Moore certainly can't be the first person who has put on the watch out for that guy at the mall guy.
Yeah.
I mean, there's guys like that all the time.
Yeah, you know.
Well,
I mean, you got to go in the side door.
It's not only just malls with you. It's all areas.
But it needs to be said, the mall manager said that wasn't even true. He was not banned from the mall.
Well, he was in that area, right? Like he was, I think, a little bit after these incidents, but he would still theoretically be banned, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
And I don't, you know, who knows if that's true or
but
not.
There's a guy that said that's denied it, right? I mean, he's the guy that's denied it down the line. I don't know, you know.
Yeah,
if you deny it, you better be true. Be true to yourself.
But that's right. You can't fight it off.
Yeah.
You can't fight it off. No matter how many times you deny it, no matter how many times.
They're still going to vilify you.
They're still going to vilify you. You're still going to be guilty of it, too. Whatever portion of the audience previously didn't like you is going to continue to not like you and say anyone who supports you is a terrible person for supporting you.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it impossible. And we've said this with claims of racism before, right? If you call everything racism, then the real claim of racism has no power. And I think that's true.
Yeah.
I think it's true with sexual harassment as well. There are women who are really, have been assaulted and have been harassed and taken. You know, I mean, there are accusations in this mess of the past couple of months. There are accusations of rape, right? These are really, really serious things.
Horrible.
To throw in these same conversations, people who have, give you the Glenn Thrush thing one more time. I don't know if you heard this earlier, Jeffy. He's the writer for the New York Times.
The accusations are amazing.
Yeah. This is what they accuse him of. Not necessarily what he's admitted to. This is what he accuses of. One accusation, he kissed a woman on the ear at the time the woman shrugged it off. Accusation one.
Okay.
Accusation two, there was a consensual but aborted sexual encounter. The other ones.
That's not even a problem.
Not a problem. Like they started doing it and they both decided.
And then she said, no,
this isn't right.
And he didn't do anything then. Weird.
I mean, that's.
How is that an issue?
Yeah, how is that an issue?
All right. 888-727-BECK, Pat and Stu for Glenn. More coming up. Hello. Pat Gray, Stu Bergier. Jeffy's here as well. In for Glenn today, who lost his voice. And so hopefully after a day of rest, he should be back tomorrow. We've been talking about several things today, but probably the biggest story of the day is the firing of Matt Lauer and how quickly that transpired. We're probably going to hear a lot of screwy things about Matt Lauer in the next couple of days.
Does seem that way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, as fast as they got rid of him, you've got to believe that some bad things are going to come out.
Yeah,
he said an interesting thing. We played it earlier. We don't have time for it again. But he was interviewing Bill O'Reilly shortly after O'Reilly's demise. And he told Bill O'Reilly, hey, you don't just fire your number one guy without evidence.
he's laying the groundwork?
Wow.
That's ballsy if you knew this was possible about yourself.
crap in your past? Wow.
Yeah, we'll see how big it is, right? I mean, over the next few days. But the fact that he got fired without any even investigation or suspension is big. I know you'll probably talk about this on Pat Gray Unleashed today.
Which is coming
up in a little while. I'm going to be talking
a
little bit about
Radio and Television Network.
As well on TV tonight, hosting for Glenn.
Okay. Well, what time does that happen?
5 p.m. Eastern.
Okay. We'll see you tomorrow then. Well, and Glenn will see you tomorrow, hopefully, on his most of this show. You know, so.
Glenn Beck.